A Strongpreneur Nation, how is it going, people of the SPN? That was the SPN, not ESPN, but the Strongpreneur Nation. Kind of sounded like ESPN. But anyway, hope everyone's doing good. And so check it out. I'm sitting here tonight got a few things on my mind. And one of the things that came on my mind was, you know, how we as entrepreneurs can better the experience that we give our clients. And so it reminded me of a document that I produced, I don't know, a year or so ago, where I literally sat down one day and just kind of started barfing out my thoughts onto a piece of paper in bullet point fashion. And it has, it's just random thoughts and observations to really help you, you know, get back your time, make some more money, position yourself as a leader in your industry. And so I just was going to go through some of those things here because I think they apply to some of the things I'm seeing in our Facebook group and other groups that I'm in and things like that. So with that, I'm just going to run my mouth randomly here for you today on some thoughts that I think are important for all of us who strive to be strongpreneurs. So first thing that I had jotted down not too long ago was you are where you are because of the choices that you've made. All right. Recently was at a conference and I ran into a guy who, you know, and it's 2016 now, by the way, and he gave me the excuse that his business sucks now because of the recession. Well, here's the deal. And I told him, I said, dude, you've known me for all of about 4 minutes now, you know, as we were standing there having a beer at one of the receptions. And I said, so hopefully, you know, I don't piss you off too much, but you can't use the recession as an excuse anymore. It's several years past. It's a different world. It's a different time. I get that. And those were rough times for a lot of people. And but at the end of the day, you are where you are in your business right now because of the choices that you have made as the leader. So listen, if you don't like your people, change your people. Okay? If they're underperforming, then fix the dang problem. If you're not making enough money, then get some sales training. Be a better salesperson. Increase the value that you give to people. Okay? If you don't like, you know, anything about your business whatsoever, you have the power to change it. Okay. You're the boss. You started the business. You hung your name on the door. And at the end of the day, you got to look in the mirror. And if you don't like where you're at, it's because of the choices you have personally made, things that you've allowed to happen. Years ago in one of my companies, I remember my business partner at the time and I felt like we were held hostage by these employees. And they're like, well, I'm not going to work with this guy, and I'm not going to work with this guy. And they're giving us all this crap all the time. And finally, one day we sacked up, and we basically just said, listen, we're going to take control of our company again. And if you don't like to do the things that, you know, if you don't want to do things the way we want them done here, then you don't get to be on the team anymore. And listen, guys, when you take back control, you don't have to be a jerk about it. You know, we weren't jerks, but we're like, well, hey, guys, you know, we get it. But hey, if you don't like it, you don't have to work here. And guess what? They left. And the next thing that happened is our business did a lot better. We were a lot happier because of the choice we made to take back control. All right. Next thing that, you know, I jotted down is, and this is old Jim Rohn, R-O-H-N, motivational speaker guy stuff. You become the average of the people, the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So I want you to think about that. You know, who do out of shape people hang out with? They hang out with typically out of shape people. Broke people hang out with other broke people. Wealthy people hang out with other wealthy people. And I've seen this in my own life, and I've seen it in the lives of the people that I work with time and time again. If you want to level up any area of your life, you have to make sure that you're very selective of who you let into your inner circles in these different areas. Okay. So, you know, that's been around a long time. You've probably heard me say that on the show a few times. There's a law called Parkinson's Law. And it basically says, this is the next thing that's on my mind here tonight, that the time needed for something, or the basically work expands to fill the time available for its completion. All right. So if you have operations issues with employees not getting things done quickly enough, it's most likely one of the reasons is that you're not providing an accurate amount of time to do the work or the project and then holding them accountable on the back end. All right, so if I'm going to build a website and you don't, and I work for you and you don't give me a time frame, I'm just going to build the dang thing and finish it whenever I feel like it. But if you tell me, hey, you got, you know, 1 week to complete this thing, most likely I'm going to get it done. So make sure that you are giving your people expectations. Next thing on my mind or on my list here was, and I'm not going to go through everything, it's several pages long, but I'm just kind of scrolling down here, guys. Don't project your beliefs about money onto your clients. How many times has a client come to you for a proposal and you get all puckered up and you're like, oh my God, I hope they, you know, they don't think this is too much money. All right. So what's a lot of money to you is not necessarily a lot of money to somebody else. So, you know, we typically sell in the manner of which we buy. So if you feel it's $500 is a lot of money for a website or a paint job or whatever the heck you're doing, then chances are you're going to have a hard time selling that same service or product for a similar price point. So don't project your beliefs. We all have baggage in our life. We all have a different upbringing, different background when it comes to money. So don't assume anything. Don't give money so much power over you. Just add a ton of value to people and tell them what it costs, and they either buy it or they don't, and you move on. All right. So don't let money mess with you like that. Next thing, guys, talk is cheap, you know, and if you go over to the strongpreneurnation.com website, check the about page, you'll see the Strongpreneur Pledge. And really, you know, we could talk all day about how awesome we are as business owners and entrepreneurs and how bad we want something and how bad we want to change a situation or whatever it is. At the end of the day, you know, I think there's two things that reveal your priorities, and it's your checkbook and your calendar. You know, what do you spend your time and money on? So you could talk all day about you wanting to have a better business. But if I looked at your calendar and how you're spending your time and how you're spending your money, chances are, you know, you'd probably see a lot of holes in that. Your time and money might reflect different priorities, and that's okay. But don't lie to yourself. There's a lot of entrepreneurs, we tend to feel like, oh my God, I'm working so hard and I'm busting my tail. When really, yeah, we're just busy. We're on the hamster wheel running around. We're doing some things, but we're not as productive as we could be. We're not taking advantage of every opportunity that we have to get better. Okay. Next thing here, guys, when you're training your people, every industry I work with, you know, people work in all these industries. So we're going to have some people problems. And I'm always hearing employers talk about how they can't find any good people. And then when they find people, they're not productive enough or whatever it is. Well, first of all, when you hire somebody, make sure that on their first day, when they get there, they can actually tell that you gave it some thought before they got there. All right. A lot of times the new person shows up and everyone's like, oh shit, they're here now. Now what do we do? Okay. You know, I was on the phone today with one of my coaching clients and I said, hey man, you got this guy starting next Monday. What's your plan for next week? And he's like, oh man, I don't know. I said, all right, well, outline a plan and email it to the guy by Friday and just say, hey, you know, employee guy, we're excited to have you come on. And next week, this is what it's going to look like. This is the tentative schedule until any hijackings occur in our calendar. But make them feel special. Take them to breakfast every new hire. Make sure that you get their cards if they get business cards or their company shirts or whatever the heck it is. Get it to them right away. Make them feel welcome. And then when you train them, all right, don't just throw them in there and expect them to figure everything out. All right, there's an old training you know, list of basically, you know, you show, you do, and you review. And so how that works is if I have a new employee and I want him to learn how to take the a door off the hinges, first thing I'm going to do is make sure he knows why I want him to do it and why we need to do it. Then I'm going to show him how to do it. I'm going to demonstrate or have somebody demonstrate. Then I'm going to turn him loose and let him do it himself and let him learn it on his own. I'm going to leave him alone for a few minutes, half an hour, whatever, you know, the task should take, so that he's not all freaking out with me standing there looking over his shoulder. So he's got to know what to do. I'm going to show him what to do. Then I'm going to have him do it. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to review him. And when I review him, I'm, you know, if he's got the dang door taken off or rehung or whatever it is, and it's upside down, okay, that's a problem. But make sure you praise 2, 3, 4 things to every one thing that you want them to do better. You know, hey, Billy, you did a great job taking the door down and rehanging the new one. You know, I really like how you didn't get any fingerprints on it and you didn't break the door. You know, next time you might want to hang the door, you know, right side up and make it swing the right way or whatever. But hey, we're off to a good start. Okay, don't, you know, don't sit there and just rip on them and tell them they're a bunch of idiots. Okay, so that's the review. So they you know, you got to know what to do. You show them what to do. You have them do it. You review it. And then the final thing that I throw in there is teach. Now I want you to pretend that you're the new guy and have them teach you. Whatever the task is, if it's creating a blog on WordPress or, you know, buying a domain name or whatever the heck it is, have them teach it back to you. Because when we teach something, two things happen. The first thing that happens is you learn it better when you teach it. And the second thing, as a trainer, I can look at that person as they're teaching it to me, and I can identify the things that they might need a little more training on. All right. So that's a big deal. All right. So next thing, guys, is, you know, a lot of business owners have a hard time. A lot of entrepreneurs have a hard time getting out of the way. And they're like helicopter bosses hovering around their people. They don't let them, you know, do stuff. They got to feel like they got to be involved in every decision and they got to, you know, be in every meeting or on every project or whatever it is. So I want to share a, you know, real quick story with you and give you what I call the broke back business strategy. Okay. Not broke back mountain, but the broke back business strategy. And this comes from a roofer that I knew years ago who basically, the dude, I think he had a $3 or $4 million company at the time. He literally broke his back and he couldn't work, couldn't really leave the house a whole lot for several months, if not more than a year. And within that year's time, his business almost doubled. Okay. And then within a couple years, it went from like $3 to $4 million, you know, up to like 10 or 12 million. And so that's the thing, you know, pretend that you're stuck at home, you're injured and you're not allowed to leave. How would you run your business? All right. Engage in the broke back business strategy. And to do that, you got to treat your people like grownups. You got to make sure that they know what to do. You know, if you ever watch the show, The Prophet, you know, Marcus is always talking about, you know, people, processes, and the product. All right. So make sure that your people are good people and that they know what their roles are and they know what to do. And then make sure they understand the process. And then you make sure that the product or experience is kick ass. All right. But you can do that all from your own, the comfort of your own lawn chair while you're pretending that you're not allowed to leave your house. I encourage you to try that in the next 30 days. Try to do that. I'm just scrolling down here. I got a couple more things that I want to share on this big list of stuff, man. All right, a couple more things. Two more things here I think I'm going to share with you. I'm going to come back to money here because there's a ton of messed up head trash that a lot of business owners have about money and sales and asking for, having enough confidence to ask for what they're worth. Guys, when you're going to present a price to a client, no matter what it is, present the dang price. It's not your responsibility to find the client's money to pay you. Okay. You have enough pressure of your own. You don't need to take on the pressure of having to find the client's money and to make it affordable for them. You tell them what it costs to deliver your product or service in the most kick butt way, in a way that you're proud to stand behind, and then let them figure out how they're going to pay you. Because listen, we all have a dang magic money tree that when we want something, we can usually go out to that tree and pick a few hundreds off of it or thousands off of it and figure it out. So that's not your responsibility to find other people's magic money tree. It's your job to deliver massive value and tell them what it costs and be proud of that price. Okay, there are thousands and thousands of clients who will gladly pay for the value that you bring if you can just get out of your own way with this. Okay, and last thing, oh my God, there's like so many things on here that I want to talk about. Which one am I? I had one picked up. No, I don't know. I might do more than one. We'll just see. You can turn this off if I'm boring you. All right, here it is, guys. There is enough time in the day. There is enough time in the day. How many times have all of us gone about our day or our week and we're busy, we're running around, and you get home and you're like, man, what the hell did I do today? I don't feel like I got anything done. That's because you haven't identified your, you know, your top bacon-making strategies, all right, or bacon-making activities, high-impact activities, whatever you want to talk about. Basically, it comes down to the crap that you need to do every day that drive the business forward and make you money, all right? So there is enough time in the day to do the most important things. So take some time to identify what you do in your business, no matter what your business is, and figure it out, okay? So for me, I'll lean into my coaching business here for a minute. One of the top things that I can do every day of the week that I should be doing is creating content of some sort, like this podcast or a blog post or a webinar or a video. Because when I do that, guys, I get paid. It eventually comes back to me. Okay. And it's never tomorrow. It's rarely within a few weeks. It's usually several months later where I get somebody that's like, hey man, I've been listening to your stuff or reading your stuff or whatever for several months or a couple of years now. And now I want to talk about working with you. Okay. So I know for me that one of my top high impact activities that I need to do every day is, I got to put it on my calendar and make it happen, is creating content. Okay. So whatever your two or three things are, they're the most crucial thing in your business for you to be spending your time on. Get those things done, get them done early in the day if you're able to. And then you open up the rest of the day to hijack you with all the other crap that really doesn't matter. Okay. Then at the end of the day, when you sit down and you go, well, shit, man, I didn't feel like I got a whole lot done today. Then you go, ding, hey, but I did get my three most important things done. So this was a win today, even though I didn't get everything on the list done. All right. So there is enough time in the day. Again, it comes back to how you choose. You are where you are because of the choices you've made. See the how we went full circle here? Okay. There is enough time in the day when you are the one choosing how you are going to spend that time. All right. So with that, I'm going to get out of here for today, but I appreciate you hanging out with me for the last few minutes. Don't forget, head over to the Strongpreneur Nation Mastermind Facebook group. Just type that in or go in the show notes and click the link for it and request access. We'll teach you the secret handshake and collect your $2,500 membership dues. No, I'm kidding. It's free. But listen, go over to the group and share what's going on in your business. Introduce yourself, throw out a problem that you have to the group. Let's get you, you know, let's gang tackle the problem and help you come to a solution in that, help you build a stronger business and have a stronger life. So with that, guys, appreciate you hanging out with me. Travis, bring in the guitars and we'll see you guys next time on the Strongpreneur Nation podcast. Hasta la bye-bye.